This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we take you to Ed's No Name Bar to hear from Kaylee Halverson, also known as Dubious Attribute. We'll speak to Kaylee about her influences and her drive to produce her own unique brand of music. Additionally, we'll get to hear Kaylee perform some of her work. I'm Willard Hike, and this is the Live Feed here on KQAL.
This is my a new song I'm doing, and I'm tag teaming with Nate Nelson. We're gonna do a music video with it. I'm excited for that. All right, it's called Conforming Disease.
All right, my name is Willard Hike here with Kaylee Halverson here at Ed's No Name Bar in Winona. How are you doing tonight, Kaylee?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I was listening to music beforehand, and I thought you had a really interesting kind of style. Tell me about that sound or kind of what you're, you know, how would you define it?
I don't know. I call it, like, chill punk. I don't know how he's, like, really explain it too much, but like I call it chill because I use electronic sound a little bit, which I don't know, I like that. And then I try to incorporate into like a rock kind of sound. And then I just call it punk a little bit because I have like the the vibe of it. Oh, that's a good, yeah. The whole song has an atmosphere of punk because it's just about like not conforming to society, kind of just being you and a whole bunch of stuff like that. Just talking about real stuff.
For sure, for sure. What kind of venues and shows do you typically play?
Oh, I just started, actually. So, I just started playing, actually. The only show I've played so far is Blooming Grounds. Because I literally just started. So that's why I'm actually enjoying this interview, because I'm getting my name out there a little bit. So, thanks.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Tell me how you got started with music.
I don't know. I feel like I've always been into music. I never, like, started it. I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't know. My mom literally named me after a song. So, I don't know. I just always loved music. I always wanted drums as a kid, and I wanted a microphone. And I would wake up early to watch the classic MTV music videos. And so, I don't know. Yeah, I just always got into it. And I think in my bio I said how I quit guitar like 15 times because I didn't like the structure of music. I couldn't read music. But then I found out that you could just teach yourself. So that's what I did. So I like music, yeah.
No, that's cool. I play piano and cannot read sheet music for the life of me. So it's not, yeah, yeah. What do you like about playing music? Or writing music?
Oh, what I like about it is, for me personally, when I play music, I don't even go into it like, I'm going to make a song. Like, I feel bad for artists that do that, because when you go into playing and you're like, oh, I have to make a song today, it's going to be forced, and there's not much emotion, I feel like, almost. So, like, for me, it's like, I just record myself, and then I just play what I want to play, and then, like, literally all my songs are puzzles, so that's why. It's just emotional, you know? So, it's like poems, and, yeah.
I like to learn in my bios, die, oh.
Some musicians that influence your work?
Oh, yeah. Patti Smith, Eminem, with just how he rhymes and everything and his attitude, and Kurt Cobain is a huge one. He's really awesome. Kid Cudi. I don't know, like, those are probably, like, Jimi Hendrix and those type of artists, just kind of like the old, like the Ramones, yeah.
For sure, for sure. What's something you hope listeners would take away from hearing your music?
Oh, for me, my music is just, I'll put it this way, I really hate mainstream music, you know. It's just, how many times can you, you know, listen to somebody say, oh, you know, he's the one that got away, we love each other, but we hate each other, and now we're never going to be, I don't know, you know. And then you just have, like, just poppy lyrics that, and then you have, like, just simple, I don't know, the songs don't make a lot of, like, there's just no emotion to those songs. So for me, when people listen to my music, I really hope that they can feel my emotion too, and kind of look into the lyrics I'm writing and kind of interpret it their own way. Because, yeah.
You touched on this a little bit earlier. Is there a like a specific process you have when putting together a song?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's specific but not specific. Like I said, I just, like, I just start recording. Because I'll be playing. And because ever since I was a kid, I've always, like, freestyled my music. I just make up words and everything. And then, yeah, so if I'm, like, making something up and then I'm like, oh, crap, that's really, I like that. I like those chords together. And then I'll try to put some lyrics and, you know, and then I'm like, oh, crap, that's cool. And if I like it, I'll record it, you know, and then, so I just kind of, like I said, I put different recordings into, one song or something. Like, one of my new songs has, like, a verse that I recorded 2 years ago. It fit perfectly into that song finally, so it's just stuff like that.
Tell me where I am.
you. I wanna die just like you. You said I did, but I still smile. And now you cry before me just like a child.
What's going on with Kaylee in terms of music?
I have two, like, I guess you can call them mixtapes. They're on SoundCloud. One's called Social Values. That was my first one. And the other is called Family Values. And then I have, like, I put all my favorite songs together into, and then put it into kind of like a hit album. So I kind of have, like, a new album now called Opposite Genre Roles. And then so that's kind of like my new thing. And then I have three new songs on the SoundCloud, but my newest one is Conforming Disease, and I really like that one. I've actually been getting good responses on that one. I shouldn't say surprisingly, I should be confident with my work.
Where can listeners learn more about you or hear your music?
Just go on SoundCloud. Just look up Kaylee Halverson or Dubious Attribute, and those are, that's where all my music is, and,
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
I was under so much pressure, I can't take it, and I want to clean society before I break it. World is one big feeling, but I'm feeling it's bad because I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't feel glad why I'm under this forced rule, and I don't like being a rebel in this forced rule, and there's one thing I cannot stress is I already failed God's test, and I'm breaking all the bonds. My disease on full throttle. so much pressure, and I'm always being watched so I don't make things worse. And no matter how much I drink, I still need her. And no matter how much I smoke, I still need her. Oh, I can't stomach the feeling I lost her. And I bent backwards for her. Now I have bad posture, and my grogged smile's watching my back, because I slipped under pressure. Now they're gonna attack, and I'm breaking all the bottles around me, feeling like I'm in a daze. So suck out my golden alcohol out of me, filling me up with withdrawal. So I guess I have to ask myself in the end, did I really give it my all? Mistakes instead of water. Filled with mistakes instead of water. Filled with mistakes instead of water. Ah, 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 na, 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 na. Ah, 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 na, 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 na. Ah, 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 ah. Thank you. This song is called a three chord open song. Yeah.
Thanks again to Kaylee Halverson for joining us on this episode of The Live Feed. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.